Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA Part 2 Faculty of Social Science. Candida as a representative play of Shaw. Candida has been called by many critics a little masterpiece. It is one of the pleasant plays of Shaw, and whenever it is staged, it is very much appreciated by the audience. The play may well be looked upon as typical work of Shaw. In the first place, it is the best example of Shaw's technique of handling old and familiar material in an entirely new and original manner. The eternal triangle, which had become almost threadbare at the hands of temporary playwrights, whose work Shaw as a critic had reviewed, assumes a different shape in Shaw's play. The sexual undertones are removed entirely and the play remains clean and refreshing. One way in which Shaw has achieved this is by making the young poet Eugene Marchbanks much younger than Candida, and by endowing upon him qualities which made it impossible for him to carry on an illicit sexual relationship with Candida. His love for her is sublimated, purely platonic. The scene where Candida and Marchbanks are together alone is a deliberate attempt made by the playwright to make the readers and the audience realize that there here is an eternal triangle with a difference. The way in which the problem is solved is also typical of Shawian technique. Shaw loved to work out an anticlimax in his plays, bringing about as it were a final twist in the action. After arousing the keen interest of the audience with dramatic tension, keeping us all agog, then comes the action scene where, unlike the heroines of other plays on the eternal triangle, Candida takes up the situation in her hand and brings the men to their senses. She is not the helpless, erring woman standing shamefaced before her husband, awaiting his decree as to her life and fate. She makes it abundantly clear that the ultimate resolution of the problem rests with her. Hence, she asks, "My lords and masters, what have you to offer for my choice?" When they have spoken their bits, Candida speaks enigmatically, "I give myself to the weaker of the two." It is the ensuing discussion that makes us understand what she means. We feel the unexpectedness of her decision as something thrilling. It is this excitement and thrill that Shaw invariably offers to his audience. The play Candida, however, would not be typical of its author if it did not have more to offer than an excitingly new treatment of the eternal triangle. The playwright who lashed his whip relentlessly at conventional notions of romantic love has here in Candida taken up upon himself the task of exploding the myth of marital felicity. The relationship between Candida and Moral is revealed to be based on shifting sand. It is something as flimsy as gossamer. Their incompatibility is stretched throughout, and we are shown how Candida first liked Eugene, though she decides to stay with Moral in the end. We find that their chances of domestic bliss are slender. Candida Shaw seems to be telling us in only making the best of a bad bargain. It is inconceivable that any play of Shaw should be free from the ingredient of his socialism. All his play is smack of his ardent conviction in moral. Shaw has given the embodiment of Christian socialism, and in the vulgar cockney Burgess, Shaw has found that the most effective target for moral socialistic preaching without condemning Burgess. Shaw points out how society allows exploitation of the very poor and downtrodden by the unscrupulous and cunning people. This characteristic of the author of such plays as Mrs. Warren's Profession, Widower Houses, and Major Barbara. Though towards the end of his career as a dramatist, Shaw ignored dramatic form, as in Back to Methuselah. He was a very careful playwright to whom writing a well-constructed plot was easy. Candidate 2 is a well-made play. The play begins on a quiet note. A pebble is dropped into the cool, calm waters of Morel's domestic life. The waves spread, tension mounts, and reaches a great height in the scene where Marchbanks is alone with Candida. Then follows the denouement, the unraveling. The auction scene sorts things out. The poet runs out into the night, and Candida and Morel are left on the stage to patch up and make their wedded life as full of facility as they possibly can make it. Now that the scales have fallen from their eyes, it is significant that Shaw's favorite process regarding the evolution of character are found in Candida. Their disillusionment and conversion, both Morel and Marchbanks, have changed by the time we come to the end of the play. In the case of the poet, the change is one for the better, for all weakness and helpless have gone out of him, and instead a new and subtle strength has suffused him. It is Morel who is disillusioned. His comfortable confidence in himself has gone. His strength is proved to be a myth, and his weakness is exposed. It is Candida alone who has not changed or evolved. But she is from the beginning to the end a typical Savian woman with abundant common sense, shrewdness, and practical efficiency. Her attitude to Eugene, her final tackling of the problem, her winkling over Percy's infatuation for Morel all place Candida in the line of Shaw's heroines such as Barbara Undershaft and Vivi Warren. Even Burgess is very much Savian. He is directly in the line of such cockney figures as Alfred Doolittle, Pygmalion, Snobby Price, and Lick Cheese and Drinkwater, Captain Brosband's conversion. In the scene between Burgess and Prosy, one finds the typical Savian cloning. The play, which may be styled a problem play, also illustrates Shaw's use of lengthy dialogue. Discussions assume great importance here, too, and external action is of secondary importance. The action scene where our attention is riveted is indeed one of those well-written discussion scenes in Shaw where the characters do nothing but talk and talk. To sum up, Candida shows is in remarkable way Bernard Shaw approaches to drama his choice of a theme and his handling of it. Hence, it may well be regarded as a representative play of his. Thank you. This is the end of Candida as a representative play of Shaw.